Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Tuckahoe Program Podcast for August 24, 2023. I'm your host, John David De Oliveira, as always. And today, I just wanted to start off this podcast with a Catholic Christian Our Father prayer, especially because something important happened in national news with the arrest of Trump and how he surrendered himself to Fulton County Jail, or rather, police officers in Fulton County. But with that said, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And for those who lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And with that said, the topic of discussion for this podcast is actually not about Trump being arrested in Fulton County, Georgia, or for that matter, the Republican national presidential primary debate last night, because those are national news stories and there are plenty of people that are already covering them that you can listen to, such as Blaze TV and the Daily Wire and other conservative platforms that broadcast all over America. And I'll just leave those news stories up to them. And instead, I'll cover a New York City metro area news story, or maybe two, because that is part of what makes this podcast unique, because it's not focusing on national news, it's focusing on only New York City metro area politics. Even when national news stories draw a lot of attention and controversy. And with that said, the first New York City metro area news story that I would like to report on is how a prison inmate at Rikers Island. And for those of you who don't know, Rikers Island is a prison off the Bronx and Queens, off the coast of those boroughs of New York City. And it's had its fair share of scandals and controversies over the years. But this situation stands out because somebody was arrested in that jail today for beating a police officer to the ground, or rather a corrections officer within Rikers Island Prison. And the prison inmate was identified as Rashidi Smith, who is 41 years old and a black man. And he assaulted this officer at around 1:20 in the morning on Wednesday, which makes this crime an unfortunate, or rather uncalled for, situation because it happened in the middle of the night. It didn't happen during the day. And this Rashidi Smith didn't stop attacking the officer until he was sprayed with a chemical agent by a nearby corrections officer, which, I mean, it's just a criminal act within a jail. And the irony in all this is that people go to jail to serve their prison time for other crimes they've committed in the past. Not normally to commit new crimes, but in Rikers Island, there are some examples of people doing just that. And with that said, the second important New York City metro area news story I want to mention is that in Brooklyn, New York, a hospital owned by NYU Langone is accused of breaking a state law passed in June, which said that one nurse would need to be assigned for every two critical care or emergency room patients. But this hospital claims that they are having trouble filling that because of staffing issues or understaffing issues, and that has led to complaints by the union that represents the hospital, which in this case is jointly owned by the United Federation of Teachers and the Federation of Nurses. So it is a public sector union, and they are just convincing the hospital to try to comply with that regulation because it could affect the safety of their patient, or at least the patients in that position who need critical care or emergency room services. And also, the public sector union has claimed that there have been 30 incidents of understaffing that have been reported in 2022, and that this understaffing has led to increases in hospital, in patient falls, in bed sore complaints, and high nurse turnover. meaning people aren't staying with their job at this hospital for very long. They might last a few months and another person comes to replace them. That's what the word turnover means. But at the same time, as these accusations are going on, NYU Langone is denying that this has happened, or at least is denying the accusations of the union, and is saying that their hospitals are in good shape with A-level quality work being done within them, and they have no reason to change their policy on anything. That's what they claim. But in this case, I think the public sector union is the one who is right here making legitimate concerns about the hospital in Brooklyn, New York. And the NYU Langone, or the owner of the hospital, is on the wrong side here. And with that said, thank you for listening to the Tuckahoe Program podcast. And I'll end this episode here for August 24th, 2023. Again, thank you for listening. God bless America. And I'll see you on the next episode within a week from now.